This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WSM60 broadcasting on a frequency of 162.475 MHz from Blenheim and Dresden, Maine. The current time is 5:33 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The 5 p.m. coastal weather observations for southwest Maine and New Hampshire. In Rockland, it was clear, the temperature was 64 and the wind was southwest at 5 miles an hour. In Wiscasset, it was clear, the temperature was 66 and the wind was calm. At Portland, it was mostly cloudy, the temperature was 67 degrees, the dew point 52, giving a relative humidity of 58%. The wind was west at 7 miles an hour and the pressure was 29.80 inches and rising. In New Hampshire, Portsmouth was mostly cloudy, the temperature was 67 and the wind was southwest at 7 miles an hour. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Capital District and mid-coast of Maine, including the cities of Waterville, Augusta, Bath, and Damariscotta. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Light and variable winds. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s near the coast, with highs in the mid-50s inland. Light and variable winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Lows in the upper 30s. Light and variable winds. Here is the latest marine forecast for the following coastal Maine waters from Port Klein to Cape Elizabeth out 25 nautical miles. Rest of today, southwest winds around 10 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 4 to 5 feet, tonight, west winds around 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas 2 to 4 feet, Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Saturday night, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Sunday, west winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Sunday night, west winds around 10 knots. Seas around 2 feet, Monday, northeast winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, building to 3 to 5 feet, in the afternoon. A chance of rain. Monday night, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 6 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 6 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday night, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet, a chance of rain. Here is the latest marine forecast for the following coastal Maine waters from Stonington to Port Clyde out 25 nautical miles. Small craft advisory in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Rest of today, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet, tonight, west winds around 10 knots, becoming north after midnight. Seas 3 to 5 feet, Saturday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 4 feet, Saturday night, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Sunday, west winds around 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Sunday night, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, Monday, northeast winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet, building to 3 to 5 feet, in the afternoon. A chance of rain. Monday night, east winds around 10 knots. Seas 4 to 6 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 6 feet, a chance of rain. Tuesday night, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet, a chance of rain. Here is the tide information. At Rockland, high tide is at 1:20 a.m. and 1:22 p.m. Saturday. Low tide is at 7:05 p.m. Friday and 7:13 a.m. Saturday. And at Portland, high tide is at 1:25 a.m. and 1:28 p.m. Saturday. Low tide is at 7:11 p.m. Friday and 7:17 a.m. Saturday. And now the synopsis and forecast for the following synopsis for New England waters. A cold front along the coast this evening will slowly move east across the region tonight into Saturday. A secondary cold front or low pressure trough will move east across the waters Saturday and Saturday night. A high pressure ridge will quickly move east over the area Sunday and Sunday night. A warm front will move into the area Monday, then slowly lift north Monday night before moving north of the region Tuesday. Strong low pressure will approach the waters from the southwest Tuesday, then slowly move east offshore Tuesday night through Wednesday night. And now the synopsis and forecast for the following Gulf of Maine to Hague line. Tonight, southwest winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming west to southwest 5 to 15 knots, then becoming north to northwest. Seas 4 to 7 feet, Saturday, northeast winds less than 10 knots, becoming west to northwest. Seas 3 to 5 feet, Saturday night, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming west to northwest 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet, Sunday, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming west. Seas 3 to 6 feet, Sunday night, west winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming west to northwest 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet, Monday, east winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet, Monday night, east winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming south. Seas 4 to 7 feet, Tuesday, south to southeast winds 20 to 30 knots. Seas 6 to 10 feet, Tuesday night, south to southeast winds 20 to 30 knots. Seas 6 to 11 feet, Wednesday, south to southeast winds 10 to 20 knots. Seas 7 to 12 feet, Wednesday night, east to southeast winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 7 to 10 feet. Here are the latest automated marine observations along the Maine and New Hampshire coasts as of 5 p.m. At Mount Desert Rock, the wind was southwest at 12 knots, with gusts to 12 knots. The report from Matinicus Rock was not available. At the Portland Weather Buoy, the wind was west at 8 knots, with gusts to 10 knots. The temperature was 63, the water temperature was 59. At Wells, the wind was west at 7 knots with a temperature of 67, and water temperature 59. Isles of Shoals had west winds at 14 knots, the temperature was 67. At Jeffries, the water temperature was 60, with 3 foot seas every 6 seconds. At Cache's Ledge, the sea water temperature was 58 and 4 foot seas every 6 seconds. At George's Bank, the wind was south at 16 knots, with gusts to 17 knots. The temperature was 66, the water temperature was 60. The 5 p.m. weather observations across New England. At Augusta, it was cloudy, the temperature was 66 degrees, the dew point 55, giving a relative humidity of 67%. The wind was calm and the pressure was 29.79 inches and rising. Caribou was partly cloudy, temperature 61. At Bangor, it was partly cloudy and the temperature was 66 degrees. Wiscasset was clear with a temperature of 66. In Portland, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. In New Hampshire, Portsmouth reported mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. Concord, cloudy and a temperature of 64. In Lebanon, mostly cloudy and 64. At the summit of Mount Washington, drizzle and fog were reported. The temperature was 34. The wind was west at 30 miles an hour. In Vermont, Montpelier reported partly cloudy with a temperature of 52. In southern New England, Boston reports partly cloudy with a temperature of 70 degrees. Lawrence was cloudy and 67. In Worcester, partly cloudy and 63 degrees. In Springfield, Massachusetts, it was mostly cloudy and 65. Providence, Rhode Island reports partly cloudy and 69. Hartford, Connecticut mostly cloudy 65. And in New York City it was partly sunny and 69. And now here is the latest weather summary for New Hampshire and Western Maine. Cooler and mostly dry weather arrives over the weekend. An active weather pattern is now expected to arrive early next week with a signal that it will last through the end of the week. Seasonably cool temperatures early next week will trend warmer towards the second half of the week. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Capital District and mid-coast of Maine, including the cities of Waterville, Augusta, Bath, and Damariscotta. Tonight, partly cloudy. lows in the mid-40s. Light and variable winds. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s near the coast, with highs in the mid-50s inland. Light and variable winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Lows in the upper 30s. Light and variable winds. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly clear until midnight, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows around 40. Light and variable winds. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the lower 40s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Highs in the mid-50s. Lows in the mid-40s. Wednesday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Lows in the mid-40s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Thursday night and Friday, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 40s. Highs in the upper 50s. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the islands of the mid-coast, including Monhegan Island and Muskongos Bay. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. West winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming north after midnight. Saturday, partly sunny. A slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. North winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 20%. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s.